Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
And on today's In Depth, we're going to reveal what almost everyone missed at Tesla's Investor Day.
Next on In Depth. Thanks to Masterworks for sponsoring today's episode. Tesla's Investor Day was exciting, but wow, that SVB news, huh?
Yeah, bank stocks plunged double digits. Several others could be closing soon.
Goldman Sachs also says that the S&P 500 will flatline in 2023. That's not good news for mutual fund holders either.
But there are other options outside of falling stocks, like alternative assets, including art.
Yeah, contemporary art has outpaced the S&P 500 for the last 26 years by 131%.
And contemporary art prices rose an average of 20% per year during high inflation periods.
In fact, last year, art prices rose an average of 29%.
That's why we're excited to invest with Masterworks.
Yeah, we just bought shares in one of my favorite artists, Banksy.
Masterworks offers a portfolio of legends like Banksy, which are qualified with the SEC, then broken into shares so you don't have to be a billionaire to invest.
Masterworks had 9 exits last year, 11 in total so far.
Each exit delivered over 9% net returns to investors,
with the last 3 exits specifically delivering 10, 13, and 35% net returns.
Masterworks has over 660,000 members, and paintings sell out in hours, not days, but you can get special access with our link below.
Thanks to Masterworks for sponsoring today's episode. Okay, so what did everyone miss?
Well, first, I want to give a big shout out to Sandy Monroe because he did not miss it.
Miss what?
This.
So we're not buying things that are off the shelf from suppliers. So supply chain is not purely a commercial relationship as it is in most other companies. We actually have an arm within supply chain called supply industrialization engineering. And the burden of taking a drawing, a design from concept and turning it into thousands of products produced at the right cost and at the right yield falls with this group. Of course, they work very closely with design engineering. But really, the level of detail that our engineers get involved in terms of building the capability of the suppliers is pretty detailed. So, you know, once we get a new part, naturally, with electric vehicles, a lot of the supply chain doesn't exist. Our engineers would basically take the drawing, turn it into a manufacturing concept, do the equipment selection, and physically go to the supplier and stay there for weeks or months, however long it takes, to basically do the line bring up. Once the line is brought up and we're hitting the right rate, the right quality, at the right yield, then we work on things like automation and yield improvement and those types of activities. So there's a big group of mechanical, electrical, industrial, you name it, engineers within supply chain, and it's their responsibility to take care of this. Now, this is a huge strategic advantage because we manage every detail of our supply chain, because we're so integrated with our partners that we know about issues before they happen. It's almost live. We've got dashboards, we've got connections, and across the 10,000 or so factories across the world that are making our components, we have a pretty good view of the health of those suppliers. And this has been a key asset in how we've been able to kind of manage things through a lot of different issues over the past couple of years.
Okay, so that was Karn Budharaj, Tesla's VP of supply chain, who got his master's at MIT. Yeah, he just unpacked a lot in 2 minutes, so I think we should help unpack it.
Because honestly, that evening, with 4 hours of dense Tesla information, I have to admit it was lost on a lot of people who were waiting to hear about Tesla's next generation vehicle.
And let's be honest, we've all heard the term supply chain so many damn times now over the past 3 years that when I hear it, I just kind of doze off. So what Karn is talking about here is unheard of in the auto industry. He's talking about Tesla working with all of their suppliers from tier one down to tier six.
Whoa. So like tiers, like it's a tier list. Like this supplier definitely like S tier. That's an F tier supplier. Is that where, like a tier list?
What?
Okay. So we're not we're not talking about tier lists. Like, you know, you've used it to rate your candy bars and your favorite candy bars and stuff like that.
No, I'm talking about different suppliers. So for instance, a tier one supplier is a company that sells a car company a part that goes directly into the car, like a steering wheel. It's got lots of subcomponents that tier one company may or may not make themselves.
Oh, and so the tier two company makes the subcomponent, like the airbag that goes into the steering wheel.
Right. And the tier three company might make the fabric that makes up the airbag.
And a tier four company might make the dye that dyes the fabric that goes into the airbag that goes into the steering wheel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And you can even go back further to companies that might mine the materials that go into that part. And those would be like tier five and tier six suppliers. So here's a visual from Tesla's Investor Day presentation of just tier one and tier two parts that currently go into Tesla's products to give you some idea of the scale that we're talking about.
Wow, 8,300 tier one parts and 47,000 tier two parts.
And Tesla is a highly vertical company, meaning they already make many of the parts like seats and battery packs themselves in-house. So that's why this chart is so incredible.
Okay, so Karn just said that Tesla sends their engineers to all these different tiered companies. I mean, why? Shouldn't they be busy working on stuff at Tesla?
Well, this is what I think many of us missed on Investor Day. Karn just told us that they send out their engineers to help these tier suppliers to solve problems.
Solve problems?
Yeah, like let's say there's a lithium refiner way back in the chain taking raw spodumene and refining it into battery-grade lithium. Tesla sends in their engineers and helps them produce the lithium quicker, cheaper, and better by providing them with the knowledge that Tesla has learned, having worked with tons of other suppliers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Along with all of their experience in manufacturing at Tesla.
Right. If these Tesla engineers can help them produce the lithium even, say, 10% faster or cheaper, that means that they get to pass on some of that efficiency all the way up the line.
And so Tesla batteries just got that much cheaper.
Right. It's like having Tesla as a partner at every step of the supply chain.
And like Karn says, this means that Tesla has insights into their supply chain that no other company has.
Right. I mean, imagine you're GM, right? And you're wondering, why are cup holders late in arriving at the factory? You have to hop on the phone, call up your contact, and you'll probably get a bunch of bull****.
Cup holders? Let me just check on that.
A few moments later.
So I just talked to the project leader, and we've got a slight delay in the warehouse, but those should be coming any day now.
Meanwhile, GM has to stop the line while they wait for those cup holders.
Right. With Tesla, you have an engineer embedded right there with the supplier. They probably knew about that upcoming problem days or weeks before it even became a problem.
And maybe that engineer could help solve the problem.
Or at the very least, the cup holder supplier knows that Tesla knows what the reality is on the ground and will probably give Tesla first dibs on that cup holder shipment.
They don't know that we know they know we know.
Having clear insight into the entire supply chain is invaluable because just one late part, as we know, can hold up an entire factory.
As we've seen happen over and over again during the pandemic.
And here's another amazing part. When Tesla identifies what is or could become a bottleneck, Tesla knows how to solve the problem, even if it means making that part or material themselves.
Like what?
Okay, well, like in that lithium example we just talked about, Tesla must have identified a serious bottleneck in refining lithium. So what did they do?
Wait, so this is why Tesla is building the Corpus Christi lithium refinery.
Right. Tesla knew from being a part of the supply chain that Tier 5 suppliers weren't going to be able to refine enough lithium. And so Tesla will start refining their own in Tesla's own facility by next year.
That's incredible.
And to demonstrate how important supply chain is, let's just take a look at Tesla's in-vehicle computer.
Over 7,000 components make up this computer.
If Tesla has one hiccup in the supply chain, one part that can't be delivered on time, then again, the whole assembly line comes to a screeching halt. And we're talking about just one component of the car.
It's hard to wrap your head around this next slide. 16 million pallets and racks received in 2022.
Okay, so stop right there. I want to help you visualize that because if you're like me, 16 million of anything is kind of impossible to picture. Mm. So let's take something most of us are familiar with, an American football field. You can fit 2,812 pallets on a football field.
Okay, so does this get us up to the 30-yard line or something like that? I'm doing a good... Oh, higher? The 50-yard line?
It's the number of football fields.
Okay, so how many football fields worth of pallets would it take to fit 16 million pallets? Like, I don't know, 10? Like 100?
Higher.
200?
Higher.
1,000?
It would take 5,690 football fields to store all the pallets of parts that Tesla received in 2022.
Wow. So that would fill every NFL stadium in the United States.
Oh, way more than that.
Okay, so I mean like probably more than all the football fields in Texas.
Yeah, I mean that's more than a quarter of the area of Manhattan.
Wow.
Wow.
And a billion electronic components in 2022 alone, dealing with 45 different countries.
Yeah, it's just almost impossible to imagine. And this was just one piece of Tesla's investor day. It seemed like one of the boring sections, and I get it, supply chain logistics isn't that sexy.
But it's more than logistics for Tesla, it's engineering.
Yeah, it's another set of engineering and manufacturing problems which Tesla excels at.
Yeah, while other traditional auto companies like GM, Ford, and VW have spent decades just buying parts for their vehicles from suppliers, Tesla has spent the last decade working with suppliers, understanding their problems, and realizing that if they help their suppliers solve their manufacturing problems, making their factories run more efficiently, it helps Tesla get their parts cheaper and faster, and sometimes even at all.
And this is another reason why Tesla is going to beat their competition. Tesla is able to leverage these efficiencies into lower costs to make their cars cheaper.
Right. Tesla isn't just going to be able to make their next gen car cheaper because it's going to be smaller or crappier. Heck, it might be just as good as a Model 3.
Right. It can be cheaper because of all the efficiencies that Tesla bakes into every step of their manufacturing process.
So thank you so much for watching. If you're new to our channel, please consider subscribing and join us every Tuesday, where for 340 weeks in a row, we have brought you Tesla Time News.
Please let us know your thoughts about this episode and your favorite topics from Tesla's Investor Day down in the comments.
We'll see you next week.
Now you know.